WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little and sometimes big curveballs with a little bit of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of heart. Ever feel like anxiety is this unwelcome house guest who just won't leave? You know that feeling when your mind starts racing, your heart pounds, and suddenly the world feels like it's tilting on its axis? Trust me, you're not alone. Fear and anxiety are as old as time itself, but luckily we've got some powerful tools to manage them. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into strategies for conquering those pesky feelings and reclaiming your calm. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, right? And yeah, sometimes it feels like a marathon, not a sprint. But here's the secret. Stoicism isn't about erasing emotions entirely, it's about understanding them, accepting them, and ultimately choosing how we react to them. It's about becoming aware of our thoughts and recognizing those pesky what-if scenarios that can spiral into full-blown panic attacks. Let's start with the basics. Imagine your mind like a busy highway. Thoughts are constantly zipping by, some helpful, some not so much. Anxiety often stems from dwelling on negative or fearful thoughts. So the first step is mindfulness. Practice bringing your attention to the present moment. Focus on your breath, your senses, and what's happening right here, right now. It's like hitting the pause button on that runaway train of worry. Another powerful tool is visualization. Before you face a situation that usually triggers anxiety, visualize yourself handling it with calm and confidence. Imagine yourself successfully navigating the conversation, tackling the challenge, or simply relaxing in the moment. Visualizing positive outcomes can actually rewire your brain to react more calmly in real-life situations. Next up, remember this. You are not your thoughts. They come and go like clouds passing through the sky. Don't let those anxious voices dictate your actions or steal your joy. Remind yourself that you have the power to choose how you respond. Instead of getting caught up in fear, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What's the most helpful way to approach this situation? Think about a time when you faced a challenge and came out stronger on the other side. Remember that feeling of resilience. Tap into your past successes to build confidence for future hurdles. Finally, don't underestimate the power of connection. Talking to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, can make a world of difference. Sharing your feelings can lighten the load and provide valuable support. Remember, we're all in this together, and seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let's bring it home with a real-world example. Picture this. You have a big presentation coming up, and butterflies are fluttering around your stomach like they're starring in their own personal Cirque du Soleil show. Your mind starts racing with what-ifs. What if I forget my words? What if everyone thinks I'm a total goofball? Instead of letting those anxieties take over, practice some deep breathing exercises to calm your nerves. Visualize yourself confidently delivering the presentation, engaging the audience, and nailing it. Remember, you've got this. Remind yourself that even seasoned professionals get nervous sometimes. It's all part of the human experience. And hey, if things don't go perfectly according to plan, embrace the imperfection. It's an opportunity to learn and grow. So there you have it, folks, 5 key strategies to conquer those fearsome feelings and reclaim your calm. Remember, managing anxiety is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and self-compassion. But with each step you take, you're getting closer to living a life filled with more peace and resilience. Now go out there, embrace the world with courage, and remember you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media using #calm. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. Until next time, keep it calm and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.